This is the Living Clean Podcast. This podcast is not meant to replace meetings, sponsorship, step work, or service. This podcast is meant to be another tool in your recovery toolbox. Our guests are here to share their experience, strength, and hope with recovery through Narcotics Anonymous. Thank you for joining us.
Welcome to the Living Clean Podcast. My name is Francis, and I'm an addict. Today we have a special guest with us. I'll introduce him shortly. Usually we'll just identify our clean date in our home group. And my clean date is December 22nd, 1992. My home group is Spiritual Reality here in Chico, California. We meet at 6 o'clock on Monday nights. And I'm going to pass it over to my co-host, Mason.
All right, I'm Mason. I'm an addict. Clean day 121-18, home group, Dark Side of the Moon group in Homewall, Tennessee.
Oh, man, I'm so excited to have Daryl with us. He and I spoke probably together at about 15 years ago at the Northern California Convention men's meeting. It was, for me, it was such a scary experience to be speaking in front of so many people, but also be speaking with such a powerful speaker. Since I got involved with this, I kept thinking, man, we got to get Daryl in here. And here we are. Here's Daryl F.
My name is Daryl. And I'm from Oakland, California. And my home group is the Newark Nooner group. We meet at noon every day on Zoom.
All right. So without any further ado, why don't you just go ahead and take it away?
Well, my clean date is August 16, 1987. And I'm a satisfied customer of Narcotics Anonymous. I've been clean for 37 years and 4 months. And I am glad about that. My life is never what I thought it would be. I come from Louisiana. I'm originally from Louisiana, the mean streets of New Orleans, Louisiana. Stayed in trouble. Grew up in a house where my daddy beat my mother. My daddy told me a lot of negative things about myself. I always felt bad about myself. That's not why I'm an addict. I'm just talking about after doing a lot of work on myself through the years, I've found out the origin of a lot of my issues. A lot of my issues stem from me growing up and feeling the way I felt about myself. Never felt good about myself. I wanted to be tall. I wanted to be tall like Francis, good looking like Francis. I wanted to be, the girls would give me the girls would get a tall, good looking dude like Francis. He get 2 looks and shit. I never got 2 looks. I was short, round, and dark, and bald-headed. I couldn't grow no nice afro. So I always felt bad about myself. You know what I mean? So all that stemmed from my childhood. I always felt bad about me. But I couldn't tell nobody because I didn't grow up in no house where you told people how you felt. We didn't talk about feelings when I grew up. My daddy never asked me, Daryl, how do you feel today? How do you feel about what's going on? We didn't have weekly meetings where daddy sat at the end of the table and mama sat at the other end and everybody got a chance to share. In my house, my daddy did all the sharing. When we had a little get-together, he was the main speaker. He did all the workshops. He spoke at all the marathons. He was the treasurer. He was the secretary. He handled all the damn positions. And if anybody was to crosstalk daddy, you got restored to sanity. Nobody crosstalked daddy. You know what I mean? So I grew up stuffing my feelings. Stuffing, not being able to speak up and say what I had to say. I had something to say. I wanted to tell my daddy, I don't like the names you call me. I don't like when you come home drunk, beating up on mama. I don't like when you come home disrupting the house. We having fun. I was a happy little boy. I mean happy just to be happy. Just happy, happy. Just running around, had no care in the world. Just happy. And my daddy come home and everything changed. November 7th, 1969. November 7th is when my mama died. November the 7th, my whole world changed then. My mama was my protector. She was my nurturer. She protected me from my father and everything. And when my mama died, my whole world shattered. I felt really bad about myself. I just dove into the streets, doing this and doing that. At age 11, my mama died. At age 14, a guy stuck a needle in my arm for the first time. Stuck that a needle in my arm, and I went on a 15-year run. From age 14 all the way up to age 28, turning 29, is when I got clean. I did all what we do in between, drinking, use, hung on the corner, going in and out of jail, all the stuff we did. You know what I mean? So I made it to Narcotics Anonymous. I went to a meeting. I knew I needed some help, but I just didn't know about NA. I didn't hang out with people that was clean. I didn't hang out with folks like that. But I got sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired. I was tired. I knew I was tired. I didn't need nobody to tell me that I needed to change. I knew I needed to change. I looked up an NA meeting. I went to this meeting and everything. And I thought it was a 1744 university, one of the oldest meetings in Northern California. And I went in that meeting and people sitting around there in the dark. And I said, shit, this is a cult up in here. Let me get up out of here. I'm saying, these people tripping up in here and everything. So then about 3 months later, the things got worse and worse. Then I went to another meeting at Summit Hospital in Oakland, California. And this guy was in there. He said he had 990-some days. He kind of looked like Mason, but he had a big old beard. He was a white guy. And he had a big old beard, Mason, and big old white dude. He said he got 990 some days. He looked like Santa Claus. He looked just like Santa Claus. He had them blue eyes and stuff. You know what I mean? And so I snuck out the meeting, and he came out the meeting. I swear, it's so timing. And he came out. I said, "Hey, sir, I heard you had 990 some days." He said, "Yep. I got 990 some days." I don't know if it's just about them 900 some days that really got me. That was a lot of days, man. So, and I went up to him and I said, "My name is Daryl and I need some help." And he gave me an ink pen. It had his name, phone number on it, and all that. Name, phone number, and it had one day at a time on it. One day it had these ink pens. And I still got that ink pen to this day to remind me of what happened in my life. That man, then about 3 months later, I kept using. And one day, August 15, 1987, a guy gave me a hit and told me to wait all, and I waited all night long. That was a Saturday, August 15, 1987. And that Sunday morning, I got up, and all the money I had was to buy just two ice cream sundaes. I was a truck driver, driving 18-wheeler trucks, making a lot of money back in 1987, and stayed broke. But that guy gave me enough money to buy two ice cream sundaes. And so I was staying in this little old motel room, the Key Hotel in Emeryville, California. And I went to my room, and I got that drawer out there. I got that pen out the drawer. And I went and called this guy. That guy came and picked me up August 16, 1987. Took me to his house, fed me, told me he was going to be my sponsor. I didn't know what a sponsor was. Shit, I wanted to borrow $20 from him, really. I wanted to get me $20 from him. He's a white guy, Mason. So I thought he was like a square or something. I don't know why I thought a white guy was a square. He just looked square. He had that old white beard, that old big beard on him. And one thing he had was a big old nose. I was scared of that big ass nose he had. He had a big ass nose. His nose was big as mine. Big ass goddamn nose. That nose scared me today. And he dead and gone. That goddamn nose was big, man. Goddamn. had the moon crevices in it, man. It's funny. It's funny how shit, it gets you, don't it? It was his nose, that big ass nose. I was like, damn. And he was mean, too. He was a mean white dude. Oh, yeah. Told me I'll whoop you up. But I got clean. When I got clean in 87, they was rough on you. The old timer didn't care. They would tear your ass. You better go to meeting. If I go to meeting, you got to go to meeting. If I got to do step work, you're going to do step work. And I better see you at those meetings. And he would tell me, yeah, boy, you know, you think you're bad, don't he? He said, I'll whoop your ass in a phone booth. You know what I mean? I said, damn, that big ass nose. Shit, I'm scared. Shit. I wasn't this size when I first got clean. I was short-winded. I wasn't like I am now. I was small and short-winded. He was a big dude like Mesa. Big ass dude. Oh, yeah. Big ass white dude. Oh, he told me, I'll whoop your ass in the phone booth, boy. And he said, what you say? I said, nothing, sir. You talking about a tough hombre out of New Orleans, Louisiana. Yeah, you ain't bad now, you big guy. This program here will de-hip you. It'll get you in touch with your real humanity, especially if you get tested. Them old timers, he tested me. And man, that guy told me, August the 16th, 1987, he told me, I'm going to be your sponsor. That man sponsored me for 33 years. He died 4 years ago. I had the same sponsor for 33 years. When I got clean, they made you work the steps. The steps. And my first name, he gave me a first name. My name is Daryl. He gave me a first name. And my first name he gave me was Shut Up. Shut Up. Shut Up. He would call me Shut Up. Shut Up. Shut Up. And one time I got enough courage to say, well, I'm not saying nothing. He said, I know you ain't, but you're thinking. And that's your problem, is your thinking. I thought he'd give me another sponsor, Mason. Hey, friend, let me give me another sponsor. I ain't come here to tolerate this shit from this dude talking to me like that. Don't he know who I think I am? Don't he know who I think I am talking to me like that? I dare him talk to me like that. I said that all up under my breath. I didn't say it to him, though. You know what I mean? I didn't talk that shit to him. You know what I mean? I thank God for that man. I thank God for that. Back when I got clean, they gave you service commitments. They told you going to be the coffee maker. They told you you're going to do this. They told you what you was going to do. You know what I mean? And you better not sad. Back in the day, they didn't sad. I thank God I got clean when I got clean. I thank God for the service commitments. I'm in service today. My life is completely transformed. I still go to meetings. I still stick with the basics. I still pray. I still meditate. I still do service like I say. I make meetings. This is my third meeting today. I've done some step work this morning. Today with a sponsee. When I get off of this, I just did 11 step with a sponsee on Zoom. I'm going to do a 10 step with another sponsee. I just finished my 12th step in the workbook for the 28th year, for the 28th time. My sponsor told me there's 12 steps in 12 months. 28 years ago, he told me that. I've been working a step a month for the last 28 years. So I do a step a month for me. Every month I do a step. I make a commitment to Daryl. What's used to being in a 12-step program and not work the 12 steps? So I do me a step a month. I do a step a month. And my sponsees do a step a month. We keep each other accountable. They get the feeling guilty. Oh, I got to get my step rate done so we can start over the year. And I say, that's right. Do that commitment for yourself. Because the steps is where the freedom is at. That's where the freedom is at. The steps introduced me to them old lies that my daddy told me I was. My daddy told me I wasn't nothing. You weren't going to never be nothing. All that was a lie. I'm a valuable human being. I'm a worthy human being. I ain't tall, as good looking as Francis. But God damn it, I'm short and round and bald headed. You know what I mean? Every now and then I get two looks when I go to Walmart. Well, sometimes I go to Walmart, I give me two looks sometimes. You know, sometimes, you know, women. See, when Francis walk in Walmart, he get two and three looks from them women. They tall and good looking. I have to turn over shelves sometimes and holler fire to get two looks and shit. You know what I mean? I'm short. I'm round. You know what I mean? But every now and then I get two looks. And the funny thing about it, Mason, is crazy. This disease we suffer from is crazy. Then when a woman do look at me twice, you know what I say? Damn, what the hell is she looking at? She must be looking at my stomach. You know what I mean? So when I do get two looks, then I'm not satisfied. But it's a cold disease. Cold disease. I went back to school, got my education, became a youth court judge. Downtown Oakland, running the, I got appointed to be a judge, appointed. That was a miracle. My family members had to come take a picture of me to make sure that that was me. They said, let me go take a picture of this fool. Then they gave that fool a robe and put him in a goddamn robe. And they got that fool, that, do them people know who they let loose behind that bench up there? My family members, everybody came from miles away to take pictures. Click, click, click. So they can have, is that Daryl up there? With the California seal behind him, not in front of him. Tell me what this program can't do for a recovering addict. What it can't do. I've got my education. Now I'm retired. I'm retired now. I'm 66 years old, 37 years of 4 months clean. I'm retired and everything. I exercise every day. My health is more important today. My A1C is good. My cholesterol is good. I'm eating good. I've got me a stationary bike right here. I ride every day. I go to gym. I drink my electrolyte water. I take really good of my mental health. I've been in therapy for years. I believe in therapy. I've done a lot of feeling, dealing, and healing. A lot of tracing, facing, and erasing. A lot of digging in. The step work allowed me to trace, face, and erase things. Trace it. Face it and erase it. Trace it, face it, and erase it. Whatever the issue is, don't run from it. Face it. Deal with it. Deal with it. Narcotics Anonymous is the best thing going, man. I tell you, my family members now, they used to hate to see me coming and was glad I was leaving. Now they're glad to see me coming and hate to see me leaving. This is a wonderful program. You talking about a dope fiend from the streets. Come in this program here, and life is completely changed. Sometimes I have to scare my, sometimes I scare my own self. Sometimes I just scare the shit out of you. Realize how good your life can be. And there's a lot of things I've had to deal with. I've had to deal with depression. I've had to deal with deaths. I've had to deal with rejection. I've had to deal with brokenhearted. I've had to deal with a lot of things. I just don't take nothing, no matter what. Come hell or high water, I just don't take nothing. I've had my heart broke. I've been divorced twice. I've had women cheat on me. I've done some cheating. I mean, well, I've done all that stuff. I've done some of everything in Narcotics Anonymous but use drugs. I'm guilty as charged. I am guilty. I'm guilty as charged. But I learned to beat myself up today with a cotton ball. I don't use a big bat to beat me up no more. I take it easy on Daryl. I'm loving on Daryl today. I'm all I got. I got less life in front of me than I do behind me. So what I do is I take it easy on Daryl. I'm praying more today than I did before. And the disease of addiction changes. If it can't get me using drugs, now it got me buying Amazon packages. Amazon packages is a power greater than myself now. It's just something about waiting on the package and getting that rush when you get it from something I don't need. I just love getting that email saying I got a package. When I get that package, I just get hot all over. I just be, oh, God, I got a package coming. It's almost like going get the dope. The Amazon is the dope man today. Now, that's who the dope man is. It causes instant gratification. I like to get my package overnight, too. I like mine quick. When they say you can get it overnight, like 4 to 7 in the morning, that's what I want mine. I want mine quick so I can hear up and get it. You know what I mean? Then go outside, be waiting on the dope man to show up with it. Because sometimes they can't get in. So you got to make sure they get it. This disease is ridiculous. But you know what, though? I got an antidote to it, and it's called honesty. I got to tell on the enemy. I got to tell on him. And you know what my found out that, what my one of my major issues, what my sponsor told me back then, is my thinking. My thinking still broke. My thinking is still broke. I could think of some fantasy. My fantasy become so real till I be believing in shit. Man, I can come up with some fun. I done been in love on Zoom so many times, I'm surprised they ain't kicked me off Zoom. I've been married and divorced so many times on Zoom. I've been in face fights on Zoom. I've been in face fights. I get in a face fight with a dude. I take a look on a dude's face and get in a fight with him. He don't know I'm in a fight with him, but I invite him outside and everything because he remind me of somebody in my childhood or something. Or I could take a look on my old lady's face. I could take a look on her face and fill in the blanks. And I could determine she don't want me just by how many times she bat her eyes. I'm just saying. You know, my woman, don't let her take a deep breath. You just take a deep breath, that's it. I feel in the blank, my low self-esteem kick in. And my head tell me, see there, she don't want you. I'm talking about this disease that we deal with. Francis, you shouldn't have never got me started. I'm just talking about this disease. It's a cold disease. It's cold-blooded. When everything's going good, it still tell you something wrong. It still tell you something wrong. Everything's going just wonderful. You got money in the bank. You got a nice car to drive. And I fell in love lately, though. I fell in love. I'm so in love. I am so in love. And it feels good to be in love, Francis. I'm in love with my California king-size bed. I love my bed. I'm so in love with my bed, I don't know what to do. I just love my bed. I'm in love. Look here. I make my baby up in the morning. I talk to my baby. I let my baby know I love her. The problem I'm having is with the pillows. The pillows are a trip. I'm having a problem dealing with the pillows. I got to give me some more pillows. Me and them pillows fight every night trying to get them pillows to act right. The bed acts right, but the pillows are a trip. I can't get them pillows to act right for nothing in the world. Every night I said, don't y'all start that tonight. Just lay there and just write yourself right. But them pillows just got away. I'm just talking about living, Francis. I'm talking about living. I'm living today, man. I'm living my life. I ain't on no drugs. I ain't thinking about using no drugs. But alcohol sure sound good every now and then. They got a bottle of alcohol at Costco called $3,369. And 99 cents. And every time I go to Costco, it say, hi, Daryl. And I say, hi. Back to it. See, because my sponsor told me, Mason, your last name will always be Addict. I don't care what you get. Your last name is Addict. You're going to be an addict till the day you die. So don't pretend like that you don't see that bottle of alcohol. You see that bottle of alcohol. Acknowledge it. Don't stuff it. You're an addict, bro. Your ass ills. And you know it. So every now and then a good drink sounds good. So I have to tell on it so I won't act on it. You heard me? I ain't got too clean where I'm well. Where don't nothing bother me. My son smokes weed in the other room. I'd rather him smoking in the house than outside. And the secret is, I like the way it smells. See that? See, that's the kind of truth that working the steps get you to. The steps get you to be completely transparent with yourself. I like the way it smells. Sometimes I pass by the door and go, or when you come out of the room in the kitchen, I can smell it. Even though weed been making me paranoid for years, I got like 40-something years of weed. I been stopped smoking weed. When I smoke weed, I take a hit of weed. I can't even goddamn talk when I smoke weed. I been stopped smoking weed. Weed been making me paranoid. I don't want no weed. But it's just the way the disease try to get us any way it can. She don't want me to tell you that. Francis, it don't want me to tell you that. It don't want me to tell you that kind of stuff. It want me to tell you all this good sounding stuff about the literature. It want me to tell you about this and tell you about that. It don't want me to tell you now. It want me to tell you how it is living. It want me to tell you what the literature say. We can hide out behind the literature. I'm not one of those people to tell you what page nothing on. Well, on this page it says this. That's all fine and dandy. You know what I found out, Mason and Francis? The most least effective way of change is through talking. The most least effective way of change is through talking. Talking is just talking. Anybody can tell you what page you're on, but how you living it. Can you live that talk? And that's the challenge I find after 37 years. And I find that the longer I stay clean, the more I got to ask my God and people to help me. The more long I stay clean, I have to ask for help. The longer I stay clean, the more help I need. And I need to remember that. You need help, Daryl. Always ask for help. It don't care when your ass is on fire. You don't care who got the hose. I got all kinds. I got some really, really highly intelligent sponsees. And my sponsee saves me all the time. One of them did 11 step today. I got so much out of that 11 step. And whenever I do my step work, I always leave two spaces in the middle of my answers. My sponsor say, when you give your answer, leave a couple spaces in there. So when you do step work with somebody else, it keeps you teachable. It keeps you teachable, Daryl. See, because this thing between my two ears right here, I don't know about you, Mason. I don't know about you, Francis. But this right here, in between my two ears, I know I belong in the same asylum. I know I do. But until they lock Francis up, well, me and Francis, we in the same one. He just down the hall from me. We just look like this here, Mason. We just look like this. I'm telling you, they just let us out to do this podcast, but we got to check ourselves back in a little later on. You know what I mean? Hey, man, listen here, man. I found that laughter is good for the spirit. Laughter is good for the soul. It's good to laugh at myself. My sponsor said, when you can learn to laugh at yourself, Daryl, you're doing all right. When you learn to laugh at yourself, man, because it's comical. Life is serious sometimes, but sometimes I have to laugh at myself. I got to laugh to keep from crying sometimes, man. Life is difficult, too, at times. But I have to deal with the good with the bad. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, sometimes it's downright ugly. Downright ugly. And I got to deal with it. I don't take nothing come hell or hot water. I wouldn't care what come down. I'm going to a meeting, and I'm telling on myself. I'm telling. On my phone, I got over 4,000 numbers in my phone. I don't have Mason's number. I want to add Mason's number to it. I got numbers everywhere. I got numbers in all countries. I got numbers I go everywhere. I be at Walmart sharing with old people in the garden section. I catch some of them old men look like Francis in the garden section and dump all kind of stuff on them. I run all kind of stuff by them. Hey, sir. I catch them old ladies in there back in the garden section, too. My sponsor said he don't care who you share with. Just share with somebody. Don't hold no secrets. Tell everything to somebody. I have no secrets inside of me. Everything I do, I tell it. I tell somebody. That's why I'm so free. That's why I feel so good. I don't hold none of that stuff inside of me. If I stomp my toe, if it bothers me, I tell it. I'm sharing everything. My phone rings every day. I call an addict every single day. And a day go by, I don't talk to a recovering addict. And a day go by, I have a meeting all the time. As a matter of fact, I call my sponsees more than they call me. I'm the one who need the help the most, and I need to remember that. I'm just a sponsor name, but I need to remember that you need the help most, Daryl. You need the most help. I got sponsored a couple of PhDs. I got a couple of doctors. I got people own their own businesses. I got a lawyer. I got all kinds of sponsees that I sponsor. I got sponsees, man, that some really highly intelligent people, and we do step work. I do not sponsor people that don't do step work. I don't sponsor people who don't go to meetings. If you don't go to meeting, I'm not sponsoring. If I go to meeting, you gotta go to meeting. That's what my sponsor told me, Francis. That's just how I am. If I do step work, you're gonna do step work. And I get my step work done every I do this for myself. I get my step done every week, the first week of the month. So I can enjoy the rest of the month. When January come around, I'm doing step one the first week. I dedicate that to myself. When it came to using, I ain't letting nothing get in the way of my using. Nothing. There was no excuses. I'm going to get me a hit if I have to walk to Chico. If I got to walk to Chico, California from Oakland, I'm walking to Chico. And God damn it, Francis is going to meet me somewhere, but I'm walking, God damn it. I'm telling you right now. So when it comes to my step work and my meetings and my commitment to NA, we do a convention. We started doing a convention. We started a convention in the Bay Area. Francis, I got you to come down, man. We do a 4th of July weekend. I'm going to have you come speak. I'm going to have you come speak, man. We do a convention July 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Was July 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th, 4-day convention. Not the Northern Cal. It's the Bay Area convention. It's called BACNA. BACNA.net. So we started that convention from the first one. Now we're in our fifth cycle. Doing service. And I'm proud of that, man, to be a part of the Bay Area convention. I'm proud to be as one that was the originator of it. Staying in there no matter what. On my headstone, I told my children to put on my headstone, he was glad he was clean. I'm glad I'm clean, Mason. I'm glad I'm clean. 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 I don't know about nobody else, but I'm glad I'm clean. 37 years later, I'm still glad I'm clean. I'm so glad I'm clean, I can just do a little chicken dance up in here for you. I'm telling you right now, I can start dancing like a chicken up in here. I'm so glad I'm clean. And it ain't fronting. I'm in a warm house. Warm house. Got choices of food to eat. Nice cars to drive. Few dollars in the bank. Lots of friends everywhere. Got lots of friends. Met a new friend tonight named Mason. Got new friends now. I'm just telling you, I've been knowing that old goat for a long time. Francis has been around a long time. I know Francis, shit. Obviously, Francis here and there. We know each other. I mean, I'm just saying, man, it's just, man, I'm just a worldwide fellowship. And I'm glad I'm part of it. I ain't going nowhere, Francis. I'm telling you right now. I'm so satisfied when Francis called me and asked me to do this. I said, yes, I will, buddy. My sponsor said, just say yes. Just say yes. Ain't nothing I can't do for Narcotics Anonymous. I can go wrong. I can't go wrong as long as I'm doing something for Narcotics Anonymous. I'm telling you, man, I'm a satisfied customer. I'm satisfied, me, man. You know what I mean? I'm telling you, I'm just so happy. I got children. My children are doing good. My health is good. I got thousands and thousands of friends. I know if I come to Chico and call Francis. He goes, where you at, Daryl? I know he is. I'm about to tell him I'm coming. He going to meet me. Shit, I know that. Shit, you know what I mean? I'm trying to get up to that. I think I'm going to go to Monterey, though, but I'm trying to get back up to the Tri-Area Convention y'all have up there. I think it's in Reading this year. Reading, one of them places up there. You know about that convention, Francis. So anyway, man, I make conventions. I've spoken a lot of the states. I've been in other countries speaking, Jamaica. I've been to so many places. I've been to Bahamas. They're trying to get me to come to Bermuda. I've been to Canada. Just name it, man. I've been to Kentucky, Seattle, so many places speaking at conventions and things, man. If you'd have told me August the 16th, 1987. That my life would have expanded the way it expanded and been as productive as been, man, and know the people that I know and all the ventures I've dealt with, man, I wouldn't have believed you. Especially becoming a judge. When them people told me, we want you to run the juvenile court, it's the court for first-time offenders. They said, with your background and I got my degree in criminal justice. So they interviewed me and they said we want to appoint you to be a youth court judge to run the court downtown Oakland. I said to myself, I told my sponsor. And my sponsor said, do they know who they got? I said, I don't know, sir. He said, well, go on down there, you can do it. Shit, my sponsor came down and took a picture himself of me. He said, it's real. Oh, yeah, man. I mean, that means, you know, working with children, man, it was an honor, man, you know, because of my childhood, and God knew that I would understand those children's childhood, what they've been through, and deal with the grandparents. A lot of grandparents are bringing kids to court because their dad was even incarcerated, and God knew that I would understand. And I would always spend time with them kids. That was one of the highlights of my recovery, man, is working in that court. I loved it. I just love working with the youth. I love looking at them kids growing up just like I did. I love being that role model. Even when they see me now, they be like, there go the judge. There go the judge right there. There go the judge. Like I be in Walmart and they be at their daddy and they go, there go the judge. There go the judge right there. And the father would come up to me and say, man, I don't know what you told this boy, but man, he done made a complete turnaround. Man, you know, hey, look here, man. Well, what is life, Francis, if you can't be of service? That's the greatest aspiration of a man's heart, is to be of service, man. That's it. To give back so freely. Just to give back, man. If I die, Francis, hey, man, what do people remember you for? They don't remember what you had. They remember what you did, man. What did you do for somebody else, man? Don't nobody remember you for how much money you had in the bank or what your career was. People remember you. What did you do for somebody else? And that's my greatest joy, is taking men through the 12 steps. The last question in the workbook is, how will you express your gratitude? That's the last question in the workbook. And to take men through them 12 steps and to see men, grown men, break down and cry because of the freedom that they experienced from the 12 step to Narcotics Anonymous. I tell you, I'm overpaid. I owe a debt to Narcotics Anonymous that I can never, ever, 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 never, ever, ever pay back. I could never pay this debt back, but I know Narcotics Anonymous. It's been good to me. I don't know about nobody else, Francis. I've been good to you too, Francis. I hear you when you share. You glad you clean too, man. I'm telling you, it's been good to you, Francis. Me and you enjoy. We enjoy this program. See, we enjoy doing service. People just don't know you missed the whole thing. The whole thing is about service. If you ain't doing service, what you doing? Hanging out? If you ain't doing service, I love doing service. See, Francis love doing service. I'm telling you, man, I just love it, man. I love giving back. I'm thankful that Francis thought about me to call me, to have me to come do this. I'm glad. Out of all the people he could have thought of, he thought about me. I don't know if he had anybody else, but I'm just glad he thought about me. It was something about me that he saw in me that he would have me to come do this here. So, man, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for my life, man. I am. I try not to hurt nobody today. I try to be as kind as I can to people. I try to help the old lady at Walmart who can't reach down and get a case of water. I stop. And I don't take her little purse that she have up in her purse no more. That little purse that the little pocketbook they have and they turn their back. I don't do that no more. I stop and help the old lady. Help across the street. If I see a lady trying to put some stuff in that car, ma'am, you want me to help you with that? I just stop and try to do something kind for somebody. Stop and do something kind for somebody. When I see a homeless guy on the street, If I go into a place and eat, I make sure I bring them something out. Because I remember being homeless. I don't want to never forget that. I don't want to never forget being homeless and hungry like that. And some good Samaritan come along and feed me. I never want to forget that. I never want to forget somebody bringing me a whole meal out of McDonald's, a full meal, French fries, Big Mac. The Big Mac, I love them. Well, I love Big Mac today too, really, though. Big Mac's is good. Big Mac's is good every now and then. You know, you get your good Big Mac with extra sauce on it and the double one. They had the double shit. You know what I mean? They had the double chickens there out there for a while. You know, them good every now and then, you know. Get them French fries with no salt on them so the fry could be hot. That's good. You know, good. every now and then, not too much though. Just every now and then, it's good to go and treat yourself to some junk food. It feels good. It's like you're getting away with something. You know what I'm talking about? You know, I still have that thing inside of me that just wants to do some shit, just want to cause some kind of chaos. You know what I mean? Hey, look, and I like sneaking and doing it. You know what I mean? Like hiding shit from an old lady. It feels good to hide it from her. You know what I mean? Oh, what you ate today? I ain't had nothing. You know what I'm talking about, man? I ain't gonna lie, man. I just laugh at myself. I had a good time with myself, man. I do, man, because I'm a trip. Straight up trip. I'm a trip. I know I'm a trip, man. I love being it. My old lady loved to laugh. My sponsor said, as long as you keep her laughing, you all right. Keep her laughing. Make sure you keep her laughing. You know what I mean? So, man, I just, you know, y'all, man. Hey, Francis, I love you, man. Happy holidays to you, buddy. Coming around to a new year, man. And I'm going to get you down here for us down here. I'm starting to pick my speakers now. I'm going to get you down at the Bay Area Convention. You think Northern Cal is something? Man, we have a Wang Dang Doula downtown Oakland at the Marriott. Man, we have a good convention, man. We have a good convention. We ain't all stuck up. We let people come in at the main meetings. We be dancing and acting crazy. Man, we have good old comedy, good shows. It's just a free flow, man. It's wonderful, man. It's a free flow convention. Ain't one of them restricted conventions. Oh, you can't come in. Man, we let the door be wide open. Everybody go in the main meeting. And let's dance and have fun before the main meeting. Let's have a good time. Enjoy yourself, man. That's what we do. Man, we have a good time, man. So I'm just thankful to God for this fellowship and everything. And with my flaws, I just learned not to beat up on myself like I used to. I don't. I still fall short. I still think crazy. I do. I just don't act on them. Some days it's better than nothing. Some days I feel like a nut, and some days I don't. You know what I mean? I just don't take nothing. Mason, I get up in the morning. Some days I want to do this thing. Some days I don't. But you know what? I ain't got no other choice. I got to feel dip. Get on up, Daryl. Sometimes I tell Daryl, hey, Daryl, it's like having two people. Daryl, you got to tell Daryl, hey, you can't just lay there. You got to get up. Then the other Daryl to tell the other Daryl, okay, let's go. Come on, man. One Daryl get out the bed and pull the udden out. But I got this udden, don't know what don't. Sometimes I deal with three people. One that know they got to get up, one that want to lay there, and one don't know what he want to do. So one of them had to tell the other, look here, get up from now. Then both of them had to get on up then. I'm just telling you, man, it's crazy. It's crazy, man. I'm just telling you, man, this disease, getting into this human aspect of my life, being a human being, it's interesting. It's interesting, man, being a human being. Not a human doing, Mason, a human being. Being a human being, man, you can't do nothing but laugh at yourself. Because it's a trip. Some days you want to cry. Some days you want to laugh. Sometimes dealing with people, I got a few more minutes, Mason. Look there. So look here. Sometimes dealing with people is the most difficult thing you have to do, dealing with people. Sometimes dealing with people is difficult. Dealing with family members, people don't like you when you stand up for yourself. People don't like it when you learn to love yourself. Most people don't like you when you learn to stand up for yourself. Oh, no. I've had to deal with my family members. I had to tell my family members, no, I'm not going to do that. No. No, even dealing with people in NA. Dealing with people in NA ain't fun all the time. Sometimes you got to tell people, no, I don't want you in my life. I don't got to deal with everybody. I've learned to tell people, I don't want that chaos around me. I don't want that drama. You know, so everybody that's your friend in NA just because they give you a hug. My sponsor said, just because people give you a hug and say they love you, that don't mean they mean it. It's just a formality that we do here. It's just a formality. Everybody don't mean it, baby. If you ain't been backstabbed in NA, keep coming back. If you ain't had nothing bad up, keep coming back. If you had no bad thoughts to nobody, keep coming back. They'll come. Especially during the business meetings and during the convention committee meetings and during area service. Oh, God. There's always this one guy going to ask one more question. And then to ask you a question four times, he got to ask you one more time. If Francis asks that question one more time, I swear to God, I ain't going to pray for him. I'm going to go get me a big-ass cheeseburger, and I'm gonna fix him. I'll fix Francis. Get me a big old cheeseburger with a big old order of fries, and I'll take care of Francis. I'll get me a whole cheesecake and get in the bed with it. Oh, I forgot about eating in the bed. I don't know. I just love eating in the bed. I don't know what that shit's about, Mason. Food, I don't know. It's like the taste of the food is better in the bed. I don't know what that shit is about. I love getting in the bed. Getting in the bed with my remote control, with my phone, and have my food in the bed and just eating in the bed. It's just amazing how addictive that shit is. I just love getting in the bed eating food, man. This shit is crazy, man. And then want to get mad because the covers got... Man, listen here, man. I'm just glad I'm not alone. I'm glad I'm not alone, man. I know a lot of other people like to eat in the bed too, man. I know I got a lot of other people. And I share that, they be like, oh my God, how you know? I don't know because the food tastes better in the bed. I don't know what the shit that's about, man. But anyway, man, I'm just glad to be alive, Francis. And Mason, it's nice to meet you, man. Hope we can meet on this journey, man. Hope you can come to Barton, California, too, man. And you're from Tennessee there, you know. And hang out with us, man. Northern California. Oh, you coming to Northern Cal, Francis? You coming to Northern Cal? Okay, I get to meet you. I already got my room and everything up there. I got my room at Northern Cal and everything. So I'll be up there, Francis.
Mason's there. Coming. Mason will be there.
Okay, good. I'll be there. So we'll be there and everything. Francis, let me meet Mason. Maybe I can borrow a few dollars from him or something. You know what I'm talking about? Anyway, man, I'm glad to be clean, man. Thank y'all for letting me waste y'all time. I've had a good time tonight. Hope I said something that made some sense. Was uplifting and inspiring. If you didn't get nothing out of it, I got some out of it. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Daryl.
You're welcome, Francis.
Hey, I saw Mason taking notes, so I think he has some questions for you.
Well, one of the things that I don't know about a question. I just wanted to make a statement. Something that you touched on really hit me about the importance of being honest about what you're going through. And I know so many times we get to worry, and even inside of NA, you think inside of NA, you don't care about what people think, but even what you shared about with your son and the way that you like the smell of the weed, like some people may take that and go, oh, I can't say that in front of them. They'll start judging me. Like, no, it's important that we're honest about shit like that, right? Like you said, the steps are the key to get to that honesty. And I thought that was just so profound. That is the reason why we continue to work steps. So I just wanted to make that comment. That is, you know, that hit me right in the chest when you said that, you know. And, yeah, so thank you for that.
Yeah, and Mason, what I found out, though, is people really don't care anyway. People just knows it.
Yeah.
A lot of times people just knows it. Because this is what I do, for instance. I say, well, if you're so concerned about me with that, why don't you come pay my rent next month? I mean, she's just concerned with me. Come pay my rent. Come pay my... I know what you're saying, Mason. You got a lot of judgmental people. But you know what my sponsor told me? On the back of the chip, it said, to thine own self be true.
That's right.
To thine own self.
What's cool is when you share stuff like that, it unlocks the door for other people to know it's okay.
That's right.
That's, and I mean, if we can't share about what's going on in an NA meeting, where the hell can we share it at?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
I think I'm gonna have to go get a Big Mac.
Watch yourself. See that, Francis. You ain't right, Francis.
Hey, they still got the double chicken going on here in Tennessee.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Oh, it's good, too.
I ain't had one of them yet. Hold up now, miss. I didn't give me one. My old lady asked me the other day, said, did you get one of them double chickens yet? I said, no, but I sure been fantasizing about it.
But don't do it. It's a trap, man. It's a trap.
This recovery is something else, ain't it?
You can't just have one.
Yeah.
Yeah, can't just have one, man. Hey, but you know, there's so much freedom in just being yourself. Hey, Mason, you said something. Whenever I share about stuff, my sponsor, Daryl, you have the ability to say stuff that people be thinking. And when you say it, then it allows them to say, you know what? I like to smell the weed too.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't think it was okay. I seen that bottle of alcohol at Costco too. You saw it too? Yeah. And it's so adorable how they got it sitting up there. It's so adorable. It's just so enticing how it's just sitting up there. And it just perched up there where everybody can see it.
Yeah, but we get this mindset, oh, I've worked this many steps and I got this much clean time. I shouldn't think this way. This shit ain't going nowhere, man. It's arrested, not cured. You know?
That's arrested.
Yep.
That's just what it is, Mason. I'll tell everybody in a minute. I told my sponsees, if you want a perfect sponsor, you need to get Francis out of Chico because Daryl ain't I'm telling you. Hey, look, my sponsors know me. I ain't perfect me. I'm telling you, I'm easily rattled. I'm easily disturbed now. So I'm telling you right now, I come unglued sometimes and my psychosis get activated. I'm telling you. And my sponsors love me for being real. They love me for just being myself.
Yeah.
I found out something, Francis. The greatest you could ever get. And I believe this, Mason. Maybe y'all can debate me on it. But everybody I too don't talk to, don't debate me on it. The greatest you can ever get is being yourself.
That's true.
It's a real value.
That's true. You mentioned that. You said, you said it's the key. It's the reason I feel so free and I feel so good.
It's being yourself.
Yeah.
I finally could be Daryl.
Yeah.
I don't have to be tall and good looking like Francis. I ain't got to be tall like Francis. Francis is a good looking dude. That's a good looking. You seen him in person. He's a good looking old dude. Tall, good looking dude, man. You know, ain't gonna lie. When I spoke with him, I sized him up. I said, look at him. He's tall. Look at him. Look at him. Oh, yeah. Tall, good looking dude. And that was years ago, Mason. He still look good. He ain't aged a bit. Look at him. He ain't aged a bit. Now, grew that old beard. He had that beard on him like that, though.
I was like, oh shit! Here's a black guy from Oakland. And you're like, this is a real drug addict from the streets. How am I supposed to be able to cheer before him?
And he did a good job, Mason. He did a damn good job. Sure did. He did a damn good job. I remember that. I can see you right now, Shan, right now. Oh, yeah. In front of all the men. That's especially in front of the men.
Yeah.
Bunch of rough-necked old dudes looking at you like, come on, bro. Until you start talking about some real shit.
I figured my girlfriend like somehow got my name put in there for that because all weekend long, all the dudes were saying hi to me and none of the women.
Oh man. And now just think about that, man. If we were using, we wouldn't, man, I'm telling you, man, just think how beautiful that was, that laughter like that. I cherish those moments. That would keep me coming back after 37 years, Mason. It's the joy and the familiarity. The kinship, finding family in Narcotics Anonymous, brothers. You got white people, Caucasian, black people, Negroes. You got them getting along together. You got them related. My sponsor was a white man. And he was like a father to me, man. It made me want to cry, man. He loved, that man loved me like his own son. Like his own son. He told me, I love you. If I don't see another recovering addict recover, you've made it for me, Daryl. You made it for me, Daryl. He said, I'm so proud of you. Mm-hmm. He used to tell me, shut up. Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up. He'll see me and he'll say, shut up.
I bet you still hear it in your head sometimes.
Yeah. You know why? Because I pass along to my sponsees.
Yeah.
They be like, well, sponsor, I ain't saying that. I said, I know you ain't, but you're thinking.
Shout out to Shut Up. You know who you are if you listen.
Yeah. God, this is a beautiful thing, man. How long you been clean, Mason?
I have 7 years next month.
All right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You coming to Cal? You speaking out here?
No, I'm coming to visit Francis and some other history guys. I'm a little involved with the history stuff, a little nerd towards that stuff. So there's a history presentation, a couple of them that's going to go on that I'm interested in. And of course I wanted to get out, you know, Francis and I struck up a friendship at the World Convention, and then, you know, one thing led to another. He's coming to my neck of the woods for our convention in Alabama in February, and then I'm going to go out to see him in California.
When is it in February?
It is February 6th through the 9th in Decatur, Alabama, out of the darkness.
Oh, Decatur. Oh, yep. Okay. Oh, Decatur. Do they have one in Birmingham, too?
They do. They do, yeah. Most of the time, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Decatur's the area convention, right?
It is.
Okay. It is.
Yep.
You speaking down there, Francis?
They have me doing a workshop.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Free to be me.
That's your topic?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay, then.
How ironic. That's what we talked about tonight.
I'll have to re-listen to this podcast for some
You got
material.
Some good material to hear tonight. To share.
Free to be yourself, baby. Hey, yeah. My sponsor said you can't go wrong, baby, being yourself. I don't care where you go at. Everywhere I've been, Francis, when I go to Miami, when I go to New York, New Jersey, you know what? They say that's Daryl. You can't be yourself. You can't go wrong being yourself, baby. Mm-hmm. And my sponsor said, I always tell the truth. Just tell the truth and sit down somewhere. A bullshitter can spot a bullshitter. And you can't bullshit bullshitters. So just tell the truth, baby.
That's right. Daryl, man, I'm so grateful that you came on and Francis asked you to come on. You're definitely the type of people I wanna be involved with and surrounded by, man. So I look forward to hopefully bumping into you in Northern California. That'd be great.
Oh, if I see tall and good looking you around him, I know you. I know you.
I'm tall and round, so you have to look for the round part too.
No, but I mean, if you round that tall, good looking dude.
Right, oh, there, okay.
I know him. I know him from everywhere. If I see him, I know. I say, oh, there go friend. Oh, there go Mason. Hey, Mason, how you doing, man? But I spot him everywhere he go. So you know. That tall, he looked tall, Tom Selleck looking dude. Looked like Tom Selleck there. Anyway, y'all. Hey, man, it's been nice, man. Hey, Mason, I get your number from Francis, and Francis, you get Mason my number.
Sure will.
I already sent it to you.
Okay, baby. Yeah. Right, love y'all.
Yeah, love you, brother. Thank you, man.
Okay, love you, Mason.
We will be back next week with another episode. See y'all then.
Thank you for joining us on our Living Clean podcast. This is another platform that we can share our message of recovery, which is an addict, any addict, can stop using drugs, lose the desire to use, and find a new way to live. Join that no matter what club. You can contact us through text. The number is 931-306-9364.